The Bard's Goodbye with Todd Butler, and Todd Butler is my guest right now. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Lynn.
How's it going?
It's good. It's
so great to see you.
Yeah, good to be
really
here.
Really glad that this could work out. And we don't have a lot of time today, but we can talk about you coming in for longer.
I'm actually only interesting for about 10 minutes. start to repeat myself.
This is perfect. Well, in that piece we just played, The Bard's Goodbye, you just told me, that's why I was going to cry, that you wrote that for David Grierson, and I met him just before he died.
Yeah, good friend of mine, long-time supporter of my music, and when CBC seemed to be only interested in my comedy, which has been great for me, and really appreciate it, he was just about the only one at CBC who was interested in the music side and really wanted to hear that instead, and it really kept me doing that and interested in doing that and believing in it because the comedy's been so successful for me.
Sure.
But I've always been a musician. I've never wanted to be a comedian. I always wanted to be a musician.
Isn't that funny how it goes?
Yeah, and I was writing that song when David passed, and I just couldn't really play it without thinking about him, and so I decided to dedicate it to him, finished it for him.
Well done. I love that song on this CD. By the way, this is your new CD, Idle Canadian. And I love this one about where you're standing up to salute the farmer and the teacher and the singer.
Oh, thank you.
Which one's that?
It's called The Reason.
That is The Reason, yeah. Why are you a little ticked off with God?
I'm not so much ticked off with God as I am with what humans have done in the name of God.
Okay.
That's more what it's
about. That's what you're meaning, yeah.
My own personal spiritual life is quite rich. I don't really support organized religion.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you need that to have that spiritual life.
I don't, I'm not against it, but where it starts to get me is when the people in power are making decisions based on their religion and it affects my life and it affects the world. That's where it irks me. So it's not a great spiritual crying out of not being in touch with God personally.
No. Okay. But there was,
although it may sound like that.
Well, it sounded like you weren't lining up to salute the preachers necessarily. You never wanted to be one.
See, I'm a bit ticked off with God. Only the questions can set you free. Taste every apple from that sacred tree. And that is the reason I rise and salute the teacher. That is the reason I write love songs. I'm trying to say in that song, in that verse of that song, is I think people need to look at alternative ways of worshiping God. I just don't buy the Christian myth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's far too powerful in today's world, and it's changing things, and it's affecting me and everyone else. And people need to look at other ways of being spiritual
and not being intimidated through that part of our lives.
Well, essentially, as far as I can see, most religions have as their basis a list of rules, and the seeking of knowledge is not particularly something that people are supposed to do. You're just supposed to believe.
And you're certainly not supposed to ask questions.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really interesting things out there that people are missing out on because they're afraid to look, you know. Things become good and bad, good and evil, you know, any bad thought you have is a sin. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
we all have that inside us. It's a constant struggle for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, I think, is a way to free you, not to corrupt you. That's kind of what that song is saying. I'm a little mad at, not so much preachers at, well, to be perfectly honest, Lynn, I'm angry with the Catholic Church for not excommunicating their pedophile priests.
Okay,
I find this to be abhorrent, and I wanted to make a statement about it. There's in another song on the album, there's also a tune called Satisfied, where I speak about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been this great secrecy for so long, mm-hmm. and it's hurting children, and that just really pisses me off. So I needed to sing about it. It's sort of the opposite of comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say. Not too funny.
It's the pills that help you forget why you can't seem to get clean. They offer you your freedom, but it comes with a high price. You must cheer them at the altar of the daily sacrifice. But they lied. As long as you're terrified, you'll never be satisfied.
I practice a lot of guitar. I don't even like to call it practice anymore. I mean, I practice things, but I play probably 5 hours a day, and I have been for the last year.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, things happen, and
sure,
I'll be creating a passage and just go, oh, that's a neat little thing, and then I'll record it and save it for later or work on it, and it becomes a song.
Mm-hmm. I just really want to acknowledge how approachable you are to your audience. I saw you up at the Malaspina College, and it was an excellent performance with your two guys, who I want to ask you about in a moment. Afterwards, while I was waiting to talk to you and offer to take your new CD to the conference to distribute to other radio stations in the land.
Which I greatly appreciate. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. I'm honored. You were asked by one of the audience people there in the lobby about how you managed to play so well and so intricately. And you just said, well, I just play all the time and work on things that I need to smooth out. And it's like with anything, it's such a human answer to just meet one of your audience. It was just such an approachable response in terms of how we each can do whatever we're drawn to do. And it's just a matter of applying and being open to it.
Absolutely. The guitar has been a long, hard journey for me, and is just in the last few years where I felt like I've really started to open up on it. And that's after playing for more than 30 years,
mm-hmm.
albeit I haven't practiced as diligently in some of those years as
sure.
I have in others.
Yeah.
But I have been playing steady for a living since I was about 16, and
oh,
I'm 44
wow.
now. So
that's a while.
I think anybody can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why not. I didn't wake up being able to play the guitar. There was no sort of secret formula. It's been a lot of hard work and continues to be. So anybody, just find your bliss and grab it.
And keep the channel open. And there's another musician friend of mine who introduced me to the concept of muscle memory.
Yeah, muscle memory.
It's amazing.
I teach some guitar in the summer and at a couple of camps, and that's one of the things I try and ingrain mm-hmm, in the students mm-hmm. is you practice something over and over until you don't have to think about doing it. And then while you're doing it, you can be thinking ahead to what you're going to do after that. Or better yet, you can experience the notes as you play them.
Yeah.
Instead of struggling to find them, you just get to hear it. I literally can watch myself play, which is a weird thing.
It's almost out of body.
It is, and when it's going, I mean, you just close your eyes, and there it is, you know. And you're playing with a couple of great musicians. I've been working with Vince Dittrich on mm-hmm. drums and vocals, an incredible mm-hmm. producer, drummer mm-hmm. from Spirit of the West. Wonderful man, a fellow Albertan, ex-Albertan, recovered Albertan. Funny, genius of a man, a great producer, great writer, great singer.
Yeah.
One of the best drummers in Canada, no doubt. And the bass player is an old friend of mine. We've only known each other for about a week, but he's very old. His name is Lee Oliphant. We've
he's
known
great.
Each other since I moved to Vancouver in 88.
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful man, a mm-hmm. Buddhist, gentle soul, funny as hell. He's got the
smiling
dirtiest jokes.
Away. Oh, yeah.
He meditates three times a day and then tells you these filthy jokes. And anyway, he's just a wonderful guy and great player. That really brings it out when you're playing with good people.
That's great. Well, Todd, what a pleasure to have you
in the studio. Yeah, it was really nice to come in.
Yeah, check out Todd's website, toddbutler.com. That's pretty straightforward. And he's got a new CD out here, Idle Canadian. All right, we're going out with one of my favorites.
I was standing at a truck stop just outside a home, heading eastward toward the prairies. They were calling me back home. I had 7 good years in Vancouver. I gave it all that I could give. A city rat race may be a lifestyle, it just ain't my way to live. It's just a feeling, it's like a rainbow. Try to touch it and it's gone. There are storm clouds on the horizon. There is shelter on the farm. And when the freeways turn into back roads, I had tears in my eyes. There ain't nothing like thunder rolling off a prairie sky.